fog wind blows so cold. An old Cub fan lay dying. In his midnight hour, the toll. Round his bed, his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. On his head, they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. Told him it's late, it's getting dark in here, and I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, boys, there's just one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their Ivy Cup burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League. Tell his friend, you know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. But it says, but the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal. Sent me down a wayward path.
Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Midway Radio. I hope that you can hear us all. And by us all, I mean right now, just me. Okay, this is Dee Dee. I'm here with
Abby,
Naomi,
and Gideon,
who I want them all to come and sit a little bit closer to the computer. Thank you. and as always, but especially this week, more so than any other week, I want to make sure that you can hear us all. I know we just had a problem with the music, but let me know if you can hear us, if you can hear all four of us, if we can do any adjusting in terms of our position, all of that. Just let me know. And that will be great. Okay, cool. So, we are here. This is Big Little Questions. This is a show that... Oh, Dee Dee forgot to turn off all her notifications. There you go. This is a show that I do every couple weeks, where, for the last year plus, where I talk to different people in my life about different questions. Mostly the questions come from my journals over the last couple of years that I write down a question every day, and then I talk to a person in my life about those questions. Okay, great. This week is a little bit different. Also, if you're going to let me know that you're listening, which I hope that you do, WhatsApp is going to be a better way to do that because Mac doesn't let you silence all notifications. So send me a message on WhatsApp or on Facebook instead of over text. So this week is a little bit different because I'm here with all of my siblings. I've never done a show that has more than one guest at a time. So this is a first for that. And it's also a first in the sense that the questions are not mostly from my journal. Some of them will end up being, but some of the questions are ones that we have crowdsourced from you guys. So thank you very much for all of those. We are going to start in classic Big Little Questions fashion with some introductions. And I don't need to introduce the introductions, I'll just get started. So, and stop doing those things that are distracting to me if you are my siblings. Okay, I'm Dee Dee. I'm going to introduce my immediately older sibling, who is Naomi. Naomi lives with me, and I live with Naomi, as has been true for, I think, a majority of our lives. We have lived in the same house, at least. we always shared a room, and Naomi, something important to know, and something that people are often surprised to learn now, is that Naomi and I were not really friends for a long time. I was mean, and Naomi was mean to me, is sometimes how I like to think of it. And then when we got to high school, we became much closer and have been pretty close ever since. That's my one sentence, passing it to you.
All right, well, I am Naomi, and I am introducing here Abby's sister, who is a kindergarten teacher and a first grade teacher and a preschool teacher, and who is great at reading children's books out loud to anyone and knows so many different kinds of tricks. Abby knows so many tricks about how to do so many different kinds of things, and also also her feet are so small that she is wearing child-size shoes. And that is my one-sentence introduction of Abby.
And don't forget, you can also add to your own introduction.
Oh.
But go ahead.
Too late.
I have nothing to add at this time. I will just introduce my brother, who the most important introduction, I think, is to say that the male genetics in our family are very strong. Our brother, Gideon, is a copy of his father. Our father, Matthew, who is a copy of his father, Bernard, who is a copy of his father, Max, and I assume so on and so forth. Gideon is, I would say, the brave child. He's the one who left Chicago and stayed out. He lives in Boston, and I don't really know what goes on there, so I'm constantly learning months later what is going on in Boston and with my brother, kind of like with my dad, for our entire childhood.
I obviously have nothing to add there, because everything is accounted for, other than I live in Somerville, not Boston. Dee Dee is the youngest, and so I, as the oldest, get to introduce her, and you all know her very well, because she's been the host of this for about a year, about every week, in which she asks all the questions, and sometimes even answers them a little bit herself. So you have a good sense of Dee Dee. My mind has totally gone blank. I forgot the one thing that I was going to say, which was hilarious, and now, unfortunately, that's where it went. And perhaps it will come back to me as I'm still holding the talking stick. Which is a requirement when we have these four people. The warnings were to speak one at a time. So we'll see how we do with that.
And the talking stick is a vacuum cleaner end.
Okay. Siblings, some feedback for us is that, one, we should project, and number two, we should try to face, although it does not feel natural, the computer rather than turning our heads towards each other, which also means we could move back up to the couch if we wanted.
That would be great.
Great. Let's take a moment to move back up to the couch. Thank you all for
two tushy wiggles back.
Playing with us, and excuse the scraping noise that's about to happen. Okay. Thank you for your feedback. Also, I lied. You can text me. I turned off all my notifications, so that should be better now. Okay, wonderful. Let's get into it. We have some special guests with us today who are going to be moderating this conversation. great. My siblings were sufficiently surprised, which is what I had hoped for. So I'm going to hand it over to you guys. Sonia, if you want to kick us off to briefly just introduce yourselves, and what you think you're doing here, maybe.
Where's Toka?
Okay, hello. Can you hear me? I'm Sonia. And what I think I'm doing here, I feel a little bit, underprepared, but I'm excited to learn about more about all of you.
And how do you know us?
Oh, sorry. If you might don't know, you might be the last person on Earth. But I met Dee Dee at the National Spelling Bee in 2010.
I can go. My name is Anna. I use her pronouns. I live in Chicago, and I know Abby from college, and I'm here to get the dirt on the clams. Just kidding. I'll pass it to Annie.
Hi, I'm Annie. I live in Cambridge. I am Gideon's girlfriend, and from what I understand, part of the Inquisition team, which nobody expects.
That is true. Erica?
Hi, I'm Erica. I'll just introduce myself by saying that my role in the Kleonsky household was to call every weekend and say, hello, may I speak to Naomi, please? This is Erica.
That is true. Wonderful. Thank you all for being here. The WhatsApp group that has me and these five is called This Is What Would Be Like If We Had Eight Kids. So I am pleased, delighted, grateful that you all are here. And I don't have the document open, so I'm going to hand it over again to Sonia to start us off. And if you want, siblings and Zoomers, you can always not pass it to someone, but if you want to pass it to someone specific at the end of your whatever you're done saying, we have a talking stick, you guys just have your voices, that you can do that if you want. Okay, Sonia, what is our first question?
Okay, let's give a shout out to Annie for this question.
Speak up.
Would you rather have mobile eyebrows or singing knees? Let's just start there.
Mobile?
Yeah, I think it has to be you.
You mean I have to be the one to...
Yeah.
I think the first answer has to be Gideon because his eyebrows are mobile already.
Can I get a clarification on what is the attribute of the knees in question?
Singing
knees, like a cricket. As somebody with mobile eyebrows, I don't really have much experience with the singing knees. I'm not a cricketer, nor a cricket player.
As someone in physical therapy who often it feels like my knees are creaking, I would much rather have mobile eyebrows.
I don't know.
Okay, can we have our next question, please?
I didn't get to answer.
You went first.
Excuse me. I would rather have mobile eyebrows because as an early childhood teacher, I think that's much more fun for kids to be able to see than to, like, weirdly put their ears next to your knees trying to hear them singing.
Okay. Thank you for a levitous...
I think it's a weird question.
Thank you for a levitous beginning. Could we have our next question, please?
Levitous.
I have a follow-up question, which is, if your knees were to sing, what would they sing?
Where did you get Annie?
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Next question. You're doing great, Annie. We're all also doing great. Go, Anna.
I am curious, we've been speaking about, physical characteristics and traits. I'd love to hear what is a trait that you all share that you are proud of, and what is a trait that you all share that you are embarrassed about.
Okay, well, we are all very proud of the specificity with which we were raised.
For example,
loading the dishwasher correctly. Thank you, parents. Sorry, roommates.
I am embarrassed about our trait. I'm just going to describe. Dee Dee is covering her entire face with her hands in embarrassment in anticipation of what I might say. The thing that I am particularly embarrassed about that we all share. She's now inside her shirt. Inside her shirt. The thing that I'm embarrassed about that we all share is that when we get together, we can only talk about other people who we have tangential relationships to. Like, did you know that so-and-so who once was in my cabin at camp in fourth grade for a week until they got moved into another cabin and I haven't talked to since? Did you know that she has twins now? For example.
We sometimes wonder if other people are out there, like, talking
about us.
Don't
talk to me.
Sorry. Okay, here, I'm done.
I have nothing to say on behalf of all of us on this count, but I don't think I'm embarrassed about only talking about other people.
I would be embarrassed if I only talked about other people. Also, I guess I'm also embarrassed about our specificity.
I'm not going to say why I was covering my face. Please don't take the talking stick away from me. I am just going to say that, like Naomi, I am both proud of various things of specificity, and also I think that it creates conflict and challenges in my life to have such clear ideas about what is right and wrong, and I don't mean in a moral sense, I mean in the sense of things that absolutely do not matter in the grand scheme, except for we know that they do. It does matter how you load a dishwasher, etc. Thank you. Does anyone else have to add?
I know what Dee Dee was actually covering her face about.
I am ready for the next question. Who would like to ask it?
Sure.
I want to know what Dee Dee...
Actually, that's a...
Sorry, Erica's already asking another question.
I would like to interrupt the talking stick to find out if we all thought it was the same thing that Lyra...
Erica's turn. Guys, stop. Put away your phones. Erica's turn.
Sure. If the four of you were to go on a road trip, who should drive? Who should navigate? Who should definitely not navigate? Who's in charge of music? And who's in charge of snacks?
Dee Dee Kleonski would like to go first. Naomi should not navigate. Abby, Gideon, and I should drive. Any ones of us is fine. And also, I should be in charge of music with input from other people, and also because when Abby and I recently took a road trip, I made a playlist that I think everyone on this chat contributed to, and so I feel that if I were in charge of music, I would be able to incorporate lots of different perspectives, and that, thank you.
I would just like to add that Dee Dee also should not navigate.
That is true.
Abby was the one whose hand was clearly raised for driving.
Naomi cannot speak loud enough for this show.
I think Abby would be a great driver. She, in fact, drove everybody in the whole car yesterday, like, 50 miles, and she was great. And who navigated?
Google
navigated. So we can all prepare the snacks and the music, and Abby can drive, and if she gets tired.
And who should sit in the middle seat and be required to pass other people's snacks?
Mom.
Mom. You have to speak loudly.
Also Mom.
Also Mom.
It's because I think the talking stick is a microphone.
I knew you were going to say that. Okay, we are ready for our next question.
New microphone.
We are waiting.
I'll tap Sonia if you want to be tapped. You can untap yourself if you want.
Go, Sonia.
Okay, tap me. Fuck, sorry.
It's okay, it's not real radio.
You can untap. You can untap.
I don't want to untap. Okay. My question is for three girls on this Zoom. I ask it to Dee Dee every day because I have no brothers. What is it like to have a brother?
I'm holding the talking stick. This is Abby. I'm holding the talking stick, so I suppose that I have to answer. From my current perspective of the last year and a half, what it's like to have a brother is people saying, wait, you have a brother also?
I'm sorry, but I need to jump in here and say that the other day I showed my mom a picture of the four of you and she said, Dee Dee has a brother? That is true.
I will say that from the point of view of the parents, from the point of view of us, regarding the point of view of the parents, we have to understand that the brother is always right.
That's true. My perspective on what it's like to have a brother is similar to both of those things, but also means... Sorry, that was Naomi's shea butter rolling across the floor. It also means that there is someone to fully appreciate my story about how it took me 2.5 hours to get to the airport in Boston, which I will say was underappreciated by 4 out of 5 members of the rest of my family, even with all their appreciation, I know, but Gideon really said that was a great story.
Gideon really does appreciate transit stories.
If I had a brother, I believe my perspective would be that he would like noodles.
And scene. Okay, next.
Relatedly, this is a question from the audience, one Rachel Brustein, shout out to Brustein on the air. We'd love to hear your take on your order among the siblings. You know, first child, last child, middle child. What characteristics that are typical for those things do you feel like you do or do not embody? Do you think it's all bullshit? Give us the take.
Is the camera on me? Are you filming me? Oh no, that's Naomi. Third child syndrome.
Okay, sure. I can speak to third child syndrome. Growing up as the true middle in our family, due
rude.
To being the middle girl and also one of the two middle children, I can say that it has been a formative part of my identity and the need to be heard and seen due to not being sufficiently heard and seen in the face of other siblings. Okay, sure. At Dee Dee's naming... Okay, it's still not a microphone that I'm holding. At Dee Dee's Simchat Bat, famously, I was going around with a pink, ribbon sticker on my nose, reminding people that I was there and saying, everybody look at me.
Everybody look at me.
Gideon, kick my little ball.
I was initially, everyone was kind of gesturing at me, Abigail, to speak first, which I think is emblematic of my role in the birth order, which is that I am number two, and act like number one.
Mm. Quote, don't be the extra parent, Abby.
Quote, you're home alone with all of your siblings. Who's going to make dinner, Abigail?
Okay, Abby did, this is Naomi again, Abby did make peanut butter jelly sandwiches on Dada bread for the three sisters for probably 12 years.
That's true. Okay. Also, wait, sorry, did you want to go?
I don't know anything about that, but...
Okay. No, about Brit's order? Not about that?
No, I mean, I have nothing to say about being a different position than first. I think it's all... I think it's sort of like personality things. You know, you can read it, or horoscopes. You can sort of read it and see whatever you'd want to see. Like, all youngest children are, or all second children are, whatever. So I don't think I put much stock in that.
That is interesting, because the rest of us clearly do. I will say, of being the youngest, that I am classically spoiled, and classically am the one who is requested by some number of my siblings, perhaps not all of them, to be the one to ask my dad things like, Dad, can you please go get us some chocolate from your hiding place in the basement? Or, Dad, can you please get us such and such treat when you go to the store? Because apparently, who knows, it is me to whom he is most likely to say yes.
Wait, you don't know where the hiding spot for the chocolate is?
We're not all Shia or Erica.
No, we do know where most of them are. That does veer really close to the conversation of favorite children, which is honestly, I think, what most people in Yellow House world are here to hear. So I don't know, should we do it? What do you think?
Dangerous territory. Next question.
I just want to jump in with a really quick peanut gallery type comment. Just for those of you listening, I don't know if you can appreciate the sheer joy of watching four people all speaking into a vacuum cleaner appendage. Because it's shaped like a microphone, and they're all holding it to their mouths, speaking into it. And I think it's just reflexive, so I'm sorry you're missing out on the show.
I should have picked a book instead of that.
It's very funny, you're so right. Do we have a next comment, either from a sibling, or a next question from our personal moderators?
I will read a crowdsourced question, I don't know whom it comes from. It is, what is the sappiest or most earnest thing you can share about a sibling?
Oh, I love my sister,
and she loves me. When I look in her eyes, it's me I see. She makes me laugh, even when I want to cry. I love my sister, and that's no lie.
Does that answer your question?
What about your brother?
Well, we have a brother.
The sappiest thing that I can think of... it's not actually a microphone!
But you need to hold it.
The sappiest thing I could think about my brother... There's no warning on these questions.
That's true.
How are you supposed to think? It's not...
It's like welcome to the radio.
Yeah, it's like a lightning hour. No, but usually on your show, you guys look at the questions first. This is like a truly... a caught off guard thing. You're really putting my improvising skills to the test.
And you're failing.
I'm going to do what one of my students always says. Every day we ask them to share their favorite part of the day. And this one particular student every day says, can you come back to me till the end? I need to think some more. So we're going to do that.
Maybe we should pass it to Gideon for the sap.
I have not thought about anything. In the fire hose of all the stuff.
Okay. I'll go. I live with Naomi. We live together. And even before we lived together, my friend, dear friend, Michael, sometimes would say, as of a couple years ago, he said, Naomi is your pea pod, and you are her pea pod. That means that you are two peas in a pod, and also that when there's only one of you there, you're like, where's my pea pod? And sometimes we say playmate. Like when one of us is out of town, then it's like, where's my playmate? Which is a word that Abby hates. Okay.
I hate that.
I have gone out on a limb, and I am wondering if any of my siblings are going to meet me, or if the sappiest thing about me is that I'm the only one who's going to be able to answer this question. Inputs? Thank you, Anna. Anna says good for vulnerability. I agree.
Are we going up again?
Sure.
I already said that Abby's so good at reading.
Don't look at Abby.
Okay, but Abby knows a lot of tricks. Like, for example, Abby knows a trick where you pick an you can find an acorn, and then you can fill the acorn with glue, like Elmer's glue, and then put a little bit of food coloring in it, and then it makes a little special spinning toy, and that's a really great trick. And I would say that I wish Abby had been my kindergarten teacher, except Abby's been teaching alongside the people who were our kindergarten teachers, so it's like the kids these days are getting the best of both worlds. Our world and their world.
Cute!
We go up because then Abby has to say the things.
Yeah, if you talk quieter into the time, then it ends up being quieter on there.
I was so busy listening that I didn't think. But I do think that a thing that is sappy and good about Gideon that I do like is that he does introduce lots. I know that Naomi is sort of the manager of the Toon Bits WhatsApp group, but Gideon into our family and into our Shoal spaces has introduced lots of good tunes that we like and was kind of like the first person that introduced to us that we could introduce new tunes in a Shoal space and to like do fun. I guess Marion Newdell was kind of that. But then Gideon took Marion Newdell and ran with it.
Her.
To do more fun tunes. And that is, I think, more fun because honestly, Shoal is kind of boring until you do fun tunes.
Thank you for the question. Next question. Moderators. Erica.
There was one I liked from courtesy of, is it Christian?
Yes!
When my sibling, if your sibling does a thing, has that historically made you want to be or do that thing less or more? Which, to me as a sibling, that makes perfect sense. I hope that question makes sense.
We all got it.
I will answer it in such a way that clarifies that it made perfect sense. Gideon went to Lincoln Park High School. When I was in eighth grade looking at different high schools, I visited Walter Payton, where I ended up going. I visited Lincoln Park, where he went. And when I went to Lincoln Park, Miss Tookie, who is still the principal?
I just saw her a few days ago. She's not the principal, but she is still the IB coordinator.
Still the IB coordinator at Lincoln Park High School, looked at me, walked up to me and said, "Oh, are you going to play clarinet like your brother?" And I, right then and there, decided not to go to Lincoln Park High School.
Dee Dee's traveling has made me more want to be traveling to go to visit her in all these places, which I think is a thing that I wanted to do latently anyway. But her openness and ability to like shift gears every couple of months, which she was doing with Minerva, and it's obviously different to live somewhere than to go visit somebody who's living somewhere. But I know you're planning a trip to Turkey right now, so that has made me want to go see you and see the places and like live in places or experience life in places and not just to go to visit places.
I think that counts as your sappy thing too. By the way, do you have an answer?
Oh well, I thought that my sisters were gonna say something about
I am
the Dee Dee and the Abby.
Okay, I was just giving you an opportunity to go first. Okay, well, I wonder what we all thought of first when this question came up. I know that the thing that I thought of first is that for many years, all that I wanted, Abby, please put your video on face on camera so your friends can see it. All I wanted was to be Abby, and that is for several reasons. I will enumerate a few of them in this time. Number one. When I was smaller than Abby is now, even, although I experienced several traumatic events with Abby, for instance, throwing up inside of her mouth and also her knocking out my two front teeth, we had a special bond because Abby was the only one who could fix all of my injuries and I would get a little, or create them, but also fix them. I would get a little, like, I would get, like, a paper cut, and then I would not want to, well, no, two different things. I would get a paper cut, and then Abby would come over, and not with a real physical band-aid, would wrap up my finger in everything that she could think of. Like, I'm going to put a shirt around it, and then I'm going to put a piece of tape around the shirt, and then I'm going to put a little diaper around that. And by the time that I got to the end, I would just have forgotten what the injury is. All of which is to say that that made me feel like, oh, Abby is a good teacher. That means I want to be a teacher. And other things such as Abby was always into writing, and then I was also into writing, and for a long time Abby and I were like the sibling, like we were like a sibling pair, where like Naomi and Gideon had similarities and Abby and Dee Dee had similarities, but Abby is looking at me confusedly now, so maybe that was only from my side. And then I will just share one more thing, which is that I think it created some challenges in my personal life, because then I was like, oh no, I don't want to do those things just because Abby wants to do them, and I'm so scared that if I do the same things she's doing, people will think she's just doing those because Abby's doing them, but Abby did them first and is doing them better. Like, right on for Israel, which I then did.
You did that?
I no, didn't. I applied and I got in, and then I was like, I can't. But I'm also glad that I didn't. Okay, that is one answer to the question. Naomi?
Okay, sure. I want to be in town generally. Like, yes, you've heard that my sister Dee Dee, we live together. And generally, like, I am most happy to be in town when Dee Dee's also in town. And then when Dee Dee's not in town, I'm like, oh, okay, well, where should I go? Or to the same place or to somewhere else.
Does anyone have a follow-up question on this? You don't have to, but I thought I saw that someone might. Erica has unmuted.
Well, I was just thinking, like, you know, has it changed, you know, from when you were 8 to now? I mean, it has in my own sibling dynamic. That question. And also, Naomi, that was a really sweet answer. If Dee Dee's out of town, where should I go? I like that.
I feel like I definitely, there used to be things where, like, I think I used to have a more extreme, two extreme answers to this question, where, like, there were some things that, because my siblings did them, it made me less likely to want to do them, and some that because they did them, it made me more likely to want to do them. And now, I think, the way in which my answer to this has changed is that I think I am influenced, but more likely to just have, like, a, like, way to discern what do I actually want to do. Yeah, that's my answer to the follow-up. Does anyone else have a follow-up answer?
I would like to henna my hair sometime, and I know that's something that you all do, and, yeah.
I was like, we should henna today, really. Okay.
That would have been a fun storm activity.
Oh, yeah, we had tornado warnings in Chicago.
That would have been good in a tornado. I don't think it matters as much for me now. Like, I don't look at what my siblings are doing anymore and say, oh, I should particularly do that because they are, or I should particularly not do that because they are. It might give me ideas about what I could do or want to do in a way that I think before it might have felt like sibling obligation, and now it's just like, oh, yeah, like, Gideon's tacking on a Mexico trip when he comes home from Colorado. Like, oh, yeah, I could do that, too, as opposed to, get your mitts out of here. She's reaching for the microphone. Whereas now I would, like, take it as an idea of something to do, and before it was, like, avoidance or being doing it because of sibling doing it.
I have a hunch that you all don't like Catan because I like it and I'm very good at it.
So deeply wrong. Oh my god.
It's not true. I do it think that there are things game. that I don't like because Gideon
Risk.
Likes them too much.
I can't play Risk because it was a boy game.
We can't answer this without interrupting each other, so I am ready for the next question.
Wait, Naomi didn't get her second turn.
Okay, I was just gonna say that I think on a day-to-day basis, Abby, I'm challenging that because surely when somebody of your local family says, going to the lake now, then you want to also go then or something, right? No?
Yeah, but I don't think that's the same.
I agree, but that's not
the same. I think that's like an impetus of like that's the catalyst. Of like, okay, yeah, now is the time to go, but it's not like, I don't really want to do that, but I want to go.
You need a push.
I want to go because my sisters are there, but it's just like, oh yeah, this is the time. That's when people are there.
Sonia has been tapped.
Thank you very much.
Speak up.
Ready. I'm picking up.
Speak into your microphone.
This little mini dispute feels like a good transition to the question. What is your most disputed childhood memory?
Oh. I believe that I remember the cat Kudzu.
That's my memory!
memory.
You do remember kudzu.
Being dead.
Squished. Yeah, no, that's my memory.
In between the doors, the sliding doors in the yellow house.
Nope.
But I know that that is not my own memory. Thank you.
You literally...
I already said it's not my memory.
No, but first of all, it's not
it's
a
not
true
anybody's
memory,
memory, and it's not
it's,
even yours.
It's my false memory. That is how I tell the story of Kudzu dying, and you were not even alive when Kudzu died.
That is true.
So,
I agree.
So you have...
I am answering the question.
You... But... You have taken my false memory and made it into your false memory, and that's not allowed.
Do you have your own answer that you would like to add?
Well, my false memory that I was going to share was Kudzu being squished in between the doors, the two sliding doors of the dining room, when he died. Not like that's what killed
Kudzu
him.
Kudzu is a cat, just to be clear.
Kudzu is a cat. Yeah, not that that's what killed him, but like, I don't know, somehow he perfectly died perfectly, like, with just enough space between the sliding doors.
Pass it along.
I know that there's things that are, like, disputed memories, but I can't remember.
I can't listen to you all tell your crazy stories, and you don't need to hold the microphone in front of my face. It's not actually a microphone. I can't listen to the stories and also think if I have anything that fits the criteria, but it's crazy to me that you both, well, that you stole your fake memory.
Naomi has a false memory of having my list, which Naomi does not have and developed recently.
That's not true. I mean, there's a very obvious dispute about who's responsible for knocking out Titi's teeth.
That's not
a memory.
We can't, we have blacklisted that topic for this radio show.
Okay, sure. I did see that there was a follow-up question of how do we think the cat actually died. It got into a fight with another aminal that got it a bite.
Just a small side note is that one of my students actually says aminal. And it's the cutest thing I've ever heard, and I hope that nobody ever tells her she's wrong.
A little aminal. Dad says half a lump. Okay, Anna?
Well, this just makes me want to hear what is each of your, like, most cherished or favorite memory of growing up together? So, like, a cherished or favorite memory before, I guess, Gideon first left out.
Before everybody else was born, is that what you're saying? Well, I'm going first because it's in order.
No. Before you went away. To college.
Before you left.
Oh, I see.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. I mean, we took driving trips pretty much every summer somewhere because often we went to upstate New York for Great Grandpa Max's birthday party because you get a birthday party once you turn 90 and then you keep getting a birthday party every year. So we did a lot of driving trips, a lot of time in the car, and also driving for Passover and driving other road trips and going camping. And, I mean, part of it, I think, is just, like, you like to not be in school, and it's nice to have August and you're not in school. But, I don't know, we'd, like, all the card games and, like, stuff that we play in the car.
I was going to say Quiddler.
Quiddler in the car and, like, at the campsites and canoeing trips. And, you know, that's just, like general summertime kid stuff that's so much fun and was something that I think that we did more than many other people because of the timing structure of when our parents were and were not busy, which I think was beneficial to us in a lot of ways, especially of having like that summertime, those camping trips, the bee stings, you know, all kinds of good stuff like that. Abby's frowny facing.
Because Abby got 18.
Memory of
19
bee stings. Somebody else would like to go?
I would say the same collection of things and add on that I think beyond just like free in the summer and parent structure free time, what I have, the like retroactive explanation that I have for some of those trips is also in meeting other families that have four kids or five kids or more kids. We are not unique in that among families that have lots of kids. Like it was camping trips, it was road trips, it was driving trips. Because air travel is expensive and hotel rooms are expensive and it's fun. But like applying that lens of like, oh, what can we do that is not totally insane every, like we're not going to take four kids to Disney every summer, right? I mean, we wouldn't have had fun doing that anyway. But doing that kind of thing when you have four kids, it's kind of nuts. Whereas like camping, you get in the car, you pay your gas and you maybe pay whatever, $20 for a campsite. And like everyone has a good time because you can go canoeing or just play tag with the other kids that you meet at the campsite.
and you're
or
kind of...
Or build rabbit traps, like that one time we went on Sukkot.
Yeah. So just, like, adding that on as a sort of, like, framework for how I understand some of the things that we did as kids.
I definitely don't have a rabbit trap memory. I do have the bat memory when we found three bats in one trip. One of them was a, like, a skull of a bat on a, what's it called? Shvu? What's it called?
Trail.
One of them was, like, a baseball bat that somebody had dropped, and one of them was a zucchini that was so enormous that it had been, like, taped to look like a baseball bat.
That's a made-up memory. But, it was just big.
Oh, there was a rubber bat also, Erica. But I was gonna, my answer, less specifically, more generally, was when I remember, like, thinking back to, like, what did I even do when I was a kid? Like, how did I grow up? People are like, what kind of things did you do as a kid? And I couldn't remember. I was like, I don't know, what did we do as kids? And then when we watched home videos, I remember that it was just that our mom took us to the park all the time, which mom's explanation of that is, like, well, why would I want to be inside? I can, like, go outside and be in the park. But that seems like a nice childhood, right?
Yeah. Okay, I agree with all of those things. And I was also thinking about those summer trips. The two things I'll add are specifically, like going to Pittsburgh, and we got to spend a lot of time with those cousins growing up. And, like, I just have a lot of memories of being on couches in Safta and Grandpa's house after, like, a long drive there and playing with Benny and Sarah and all of those kinds of things. And so that is one. And then the other thing is that I think that there were, like, there's a couple different, like, friends of our parents who we got to, like, grow up with as part of our lives, some of whom live in the neighborhood, some of whom, like Michelle, live really far away, but, like, continued to, like, show up for various things in our lives or mail us German chocolate every 6 months and things like that. And I think that that was, like, I don't know, I just, like, hold that as something that, like, I only have with you guys, and that it's, like, every family has maybe things like that if they're lucky, but that it's, like, only you in particular understand the relationship of, like, Michelle to our family or whatever.
I wonder if maybe the things that make us so excited about, like, when there's guests in town that we didn't expect or that we did expect, if those are from some elements of growing up where the doorbell would ring and we would all go, oh, is it Rotten Esch
or
Joe
Stone?
That's so true. That's a good hypothesis.
Like, the whole, like, the impetus behind the whole surprises thing.
Yeah.
Like, because sometimes people just ring your bell.
And we love it. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, we didn't even know they were here.
Yeah.
And I think we all have participated in that from multiple directions.
Yeah.
And it turns out that not everyone likes that, which is confusing to us.
Anyone? I think maybe we have, like, one more small question before lightning round. Or one more question.
Lightning?
It is, but we have specific lightning round. Yes, Annie Davis.
I want to ask a DD Big question.
A what?
Which counts? Relative happiness or absolute happiness?
I can't answer first. It's my question.
can you repeat the question? Oh, yeah. The question was, which counts? Relative happiness or absolute happiness? I think that in the past, I'd say year or year and a half, I've tried to pay more attention to sort of, like, zooming out on my experiences and trying to pay attention to, like, what I'm feeling in relation to what I had been feeling previously. And in some regard, that's because I was in a very serious relationship and went through a breakup. And so thinking about, like, how am I doing now versus how was I doing in the relationship at various points. And so I think, like, yeah, I think that I definitely thinking now more in terms of relative happiness of, like, on a, even on a day-to-day basis of, like, okay, yeah, yesterday was totally chaotic and or not specifically yesterday, but, you know, a general yesterday could have been very hectic and chaotic, and I left it feeling sort of, like, discombobulated, but today is fine, and today there are these things that I'm looking forward to that have already gone well, and so, like, I'm kind of done with yesterday. It's not really, it doesn't really matter, because in the bigger picture, zoom out of a week or a month, in general, I can make an assessment about relative happiness.
I guess I think that if you have enough of an absolute happiness, then the relative happiness on day-to-day level is sort of, it sort of smooths it over. right? If you can think in a model of absolute happiness, which is not anything I've ever done before, then you have like a certain, you're like filled up your cup, and then if there's a little bit of waves in the cup, then okay, so like today was a little less and tomorrow's a little more and whatever. But like the idea is, you know, we want to know, do you have 5 ounces in that cup or do you have like 2 ounces in that cup? And it's better to like have 5 ounces than 2 ounces. And if one day it goes up the side a little bit and it looks like it would be 5.2 ounces if it was, you know, at the level where it's like sloshing around, but like that's not the, like, you can't think like that. Like you can only think about how it's like at the total amount that's in there, and you'd rather have 5 than 2.
I just want to add a clarification that Gideon and I are saying the same thing as each other.
Are you?
And yes, in fact, actually, we are saying the same thing. We are just qualifying how relative and absolute are on different scales. But like, that's actually literally.
I thought you were saying you were focusing on relative happiness.
But I meant something different by relative and on a time scale. That's
what about the happiness of your relatives? Just kidding. That's not what I meant.
Okay.
Project if you want to.
No, I'm just thinking about the relative happiness in terms of the happiness of my relatives and how exciting it is to have cousins.
That is a great note. I will only add one thing, which is that I think there was a time in deep pandemic when thinking about like absolute happiness made me very sad, because I was like, well, I think I'm doing better than I was a couple months ago, but like I know I'm not as happy as I was before the pandemic or whatever. And so it was at that time, I think, kind of helpful to me to shift into a mindset of relative happiness. But I do think that sometimes now, I think the like being in relativeness, sometimes I like miss a big picture of like, I might be at a local optimum of something, and I might miss that like there's actually something I want to be doing more, but because I'm like only thinking in a relative term, then it's like hard to imagine how I would get there. I think we're at our, I know this whole thing has been lightning. I think we're at lightning, which, are you, Erica, are you bringing us into that?
I would love to.
Yes. I think for superlatives, just whoever says something first is who goes first, and then we can all go around. Like, Erica will ask a question, and then, yeah, okay.
Okay, and if it gets too slow, I'll just keep it rolling.
Yeah, you can also tag us in by name, if necessary.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Most likely to be biking.
Naomi?
We'll just do, we can do
noisiest.
Some more.
Noisiest.
Oh, Naomi.
And then I avoid walking.
Wait, no, you heard most, noisiest. What? Naomi.
Most quiet.
Most quiet, Abby.
Is there someone who's the most fond of the red couch?
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee.
I actually wondered if it was Dee Dee. Okay, most accident prone.
None of us have broken a bone, not wood, blah, blah, blah. But Dee Dee got her teeth knocked out.
Next question.
class clown?
Like, Abby.
really? Abby's the improv. Yeah, okay.
My kids at least think I'm funny.
Most likely to drop their phone in the toilet.
Naomi?
Biggest prankster?
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee,
surprise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most cuddliest?
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, yep. Least cuddliest?
Abby.
Okay. Most likely to invent unique recipes?
Gideon.
Abby.
Gideon or Naomi. Gideon or Naomi.
I was thinking everybody, so that aligns. Where am I? Most likely to win the lottery and lose the ticket? Naomi.
Naomi! Erica, you're not allowed to answer!
that's how I wrote it down, though. Most likely to dance at a party?
Dee Dee.
Least likely to be at a party?
Me.
Gideon? I was going to say Gideon.
Me.
Most likely to start a band?
Gideon?
Gideon.
Naomi.
Gideon. Who's the oldest at heart?
Abby!
And youngest at heart?
Dee Dee.
Naomi?
I think Naomi.
Most likely to read a book in one sitting?
Dee Dee!
Depends if it's on the toilet or not.
Yeah, I was going to say Gideon if it's on the toilet. Or Naomi.
Okay, we're almost at the end, and if another moderator can help me with the last question and pronunciation, we're almost there. Most likely to live with their sibling as an adult.
Naomi!
Wait, what? Naomi, not Dee Dee?
Yes!
before we started.
I get it.
Okay, most likely to move to the north side.
Gideon!
I don't think so.
We'll talk about
all
it
your
off-
friends are in Lakeview.
We'll talk about it offline next.
Sorry.
Most likely to David out of an art policy door.
Abby!
Because you wouldn't have your artsy door.
No. It's true. You love your artsy door.
No! I like my little Corin. And it's a pocket seat door.
Okay, next.
We are into the four things category, which I think is super fun. Is there someone else who wants to take the reins on that? Erica, I think you're doing... Okay, I'm happy to keep going. Alright, so this is... If I'm understanding, I'm going to name four things, and you guys can assign one to each sibling. Is that right, Dee Dee?
You have to write down.
The way that we will do this is that one of you will answer each question. We are not giving multiple perspectives. Each person, or like, not each person can answer one, but one person will answer
each. Grab the thing if you want to
answer. Grab the thing if you want to answer it.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's go, Abby. All right. So the four things are Cheerios, Rice Krispies, Fruit Loops, and Grape Nuts, and assign one to each of your siblings.
Naomi is Grape Nuts, Fruit Loops is Dee Dee, Rice Krispies is Abby, Cheerios is Gideon.
Next.
Lovely. Who's next?
We'll decide. We can decide.
Okay. All right. Soft-boiled, scrambled, fried, and poached.
What's poached?
No, what I was pointing to
oh,
you.
Oh, sorry. Soft-boiled... Dee Dee is soft-boiled, Gideon is scrambled, Naomi is fried, and Abby is poached.
Lovely. Okay, next. Glacier. Oh, no. How do you pronounce boot?
Yeah, but it gets pronounced butt.
Butte. Butty. Bog and prairie.
Say those four again.
And also...
Glacier, butte, bog, prairie.
Glacier, butte,
you can pass.
Bog.
Pass.
No, I'm not passing. Okay, I'm Glacier. Naomi is butte. Dee Dee is bog, and Abby is prairie.
That's correct. I am prairie.
Okay, next.
That was
also,
the one
we
I was sure about.
We won't have time for them all. So you maybe like three more.
Okay. How about Bernie, Esther, Helen, and Alan? I apologize.
Oh gosh. Naomi, Esther.
Yes.
Oh goodness.
I know the answer.
Oh.
I know the answer.
Abby Allen?
Mm-hmm. No, okay. I was gonna say Abby Helene.
Okay. Gideon Helene. Dee Dee Bernie?
Interesting.
We'll talk about fire. Next question.
Here, actually, I think this is a good one to end on, maybe. Metro stations in Hyde Park. 47th. 51st, 55th, and 59th.
We didn't take the metro. We're six kids. We do the six and more likely the 55 to the red line. So that's the answer.
That's true. That is the answer. Unless you
we do now.
Answer.
But
wait, can we have one more?
Okay. Well, there's only three.
Wait,
here.
Annie has one.
Good. Great.
Well, I wanna ask the last one, which is 5, 4, 1, 6.
Are you telling everyone our computer passwords?
No, only half of mine.
I just feel like that's probably age order. Gideon is 5, Abby's 4. Which is older? You're 1, and I'm 6.
Wait,
just because I stand in order.
I was
the yellow
1,
huh?
Abby was 4,
Dee Dee's
Naomi
4.
Was 5, and Dee Dee was 6.
I have to be 4 because I'm the 4th kid.
I don't understand.
So I was going to be 1 because I was the first kid.
Turns out this is the most disputed question of them all.
Josh Harlow, hope you're listening. 6.
Great. Thank you all. I'm going to say a thank you, and then I'm going to pass it to you guys. Thank you all, Annie, Anna, Sonia, and Erica, for being our personal... You can't talk behind me. Our personal and our group moderators. You can't talk behind me. We're in a mirror. You can't do that.
We don't have time.
Thank you all for being our personal and group moderators, especially in such a last-minute manner. We really appreciate it. We love you all. Thank you, everyone, in the extended Yellow House family WhatsApp group or beyond for being our family, and thank you to our parents for making us a family of 6 total and 4 siblings. I always, when people are like, how many kids are you going to have? I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to have kids, but I don't know, 4 kind of seems like the right number of kids to have total. So thank you all for listening. You can all say brief thank yous if you want. Hold on.
Such a fun surprise to see you guys who I got to see during this radio show when usually you don't get to see people during a radio show.
Having been on the radio and on the TV of the radio, yes, that's true. But also, thank you.
I am very curious how we would have sounded if we were talking facing each other instead of all looking at a computer. Like, would it have changed the, like, cadence and et cetera? That is a comment. My thank you is that it has not been articulated that the four people who are on the screen here moderating are the roles that they fill in our lives, really, is each one is the moderator of one of us. Sony is Didi's moderator, Annie is Gideon's moderator, Anna Rubin is Abby's moderator, and Erica has always been my moderator.
Tune in next week on...
On Big Little Questions, and I think now we are ending with an outro song.
הייתה כאן להיות זוכר, מברך הכתבי לחמה, ותקם באור הלילה, ותיתן תרף לבית המחוק נמתה, זמן בסדר תיקח אלו, מבריך
And scene, thank you all. See you next week, same time, same place. Zoomers, you can stay on. We will debrief in a moment. Everyone else, thank you for listening. Let us know your thoughts, all that jazz. And Zoomers, stay muted. Okay, goodbye.